From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Green County has hired Creighton Manning Engineering Firm to redesign the parking lot at Dutchman's Landing in Catskill. County officials made the announcement last week. Dutchman's Landing is Catskill's village property, but the parking lot is also used for the historic Catskill Point, a county property. The design will increase number of parking spaces from 39 to 167, and 24 boat spaces will be added. Deputy Greene County Highway Superintendent Scott R. Templeton said that in addition to repaving and restriping the parking lot, the crew will also be looking to alleviate any drainage issues. Other planned upgrades to the park include a new band stage and a renovation of Dutchman's Galley. The Dutchman's revitalization program takes roughly 3 years to complete. You can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Diane Pinero Zucker is reporting in the Daily Freeman. Ulster County Sheriff Juan Figueroa is estimating that the population of the Ulster County Jail could drop by as much as 50% come January 1st as a result of statewide bail reform. The bail reform measure was signed into law in early 2019 by Governor Andrew Cuomo and will prevent judges from imposing bail in a majority of cases, keeping many of those charged with nonviolent crimes out of jail until they are tried and convicted. Figueroa said the fiscal impact of the new law is yet to be determined and will not be known fully until after at least a year of implementation. Figueroa, who took office in January and ran as a supporter of bail reform and restorative justice, said he supports, and I quote, the premise of common sense bail reform, end quote. But he acknowledged that some individuals will take advantage of the system. He said, we do not live in a police state, end quote. The sheriff said, describing what he sees as the unfairness of the system in which, and I quote, an indigent person has to stay in jail while a person with money walks out, end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. News 10 Albany is reporting the Albany and Troy school districts opened on high alert Monday, October 21st, after potential threats to both schools were brought to the attention of district administrators. The nature of the potential danger was not explained, but officials at both districts say the threats were circulated on social media over the weekend. Both schools said they would be operating on a normal schedule Monday morning, but with increased security. In a statement, Troy City School District officials said, and I quote, Troy police are investigating, but at this time they do not believe there is a cause for concern, end quote. Read the full story at news10.com. Rachel Silverstein is reporting for the Times Union. The State Education Department announced October 18th that Beth Berlin will step down as New York's interim education commissioner on November 15th. Berlin took the position in August following an unexpected resignation of former education commissioner Mary Ellen Ela. Regents leaders will pick an acting commissioner before Berlin leaves next month and plan to bring in a firm to conduct a search for the next education commissioner. The Education Department did not offer any details on where Berlin is going or what she plans to do. They said, and I quote, through Ms. Berlin's leadership, the department has excelled in a number of areas and the Board of Regents appreciates Ms. Berlin's steady hand, calm manner, and thoughtful counsel that she provided day in and day out, end quote. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.